Starting Daf Yudalid from the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Kol HaKadoshim. We're going to talk about, we're going to contrast some behemoth that Kedusha HaGuf and some are only Kedusha's Damim. That's when we contrast two things. So Kol HaKadoshim, Shekodem Mum Kavu like Deshem. Before you makdash it, it had a mum already. If it has a mum already, it can never be a carbon. So when you makdash it Metchila, it never has Kedusha HaGuf for a carbon. It's only like Kedusha's Damim, like Bedeg Abayis. So a kol kosher is a kodam mum kavua like this. Before you makdash already had a mum kavua, v'niftu, then you appoint it. So then this behema that you appoint it, the money went to hektish. That behema is like good as new. It's like chulin. Chayavim b'v'chayir, it's chayavim b'chayir, v'matanois, that's zeroy l'chayim v'keva. V'yoytzen l'chulin l'goz v'lava, you let it work with it, you let it take this wool off. V'lodom v'chelbon, it's milk and its babies are mutter. They're mutter to lacha b'dyonim, after you appoint it, they're mutter to... You eat the milk, drink the milk, you can use the animal. If you take this animal and you shecht the chutz, you're why? Because never royal of nim. It was never royal of nim. It had a mum right away. It doesn't make a tamura. That means you need something tamura means. You take an animal, you say this animal should be like the carbon. So then the animal that you set it on becomes kaddish. Here it doesn't become kaddish. The reason why it doesn't become kaddish is because it doesn't have dusha guf. The emesu. Yiftu. If it dies, you can pay it. And that's two chedushim. First of all, halacha is that if a behemoth hekesh dies, it can be paid it la'achila l'klavim. You can't be paid it to give it to dogs. It's dead. You know, I'll do that when somebody's kaddish. You have to just bury it. And number two is that something to be paid it needs hamad of aracha. You have to stand in front of the kohen and he shouts up how much it's worth. Here it's dead, so you can't have hamad of aracha. Chedush is, since this thing is not kedush aguf, if it makes yiftu, you can pay it. Chutz min habchor min ha-maiser. Bechor ha-maiser are chal even on a balmum. That means the firstborn's balmum has kedushas bechor. You can't use it to be giz of avoida. You can't bring it for a carbon either. But it has kedushas bechor. And min ha-maiser also. Maiser also have kedushas maiser. If even if it's a mum, the tenth one that comes out of the pen is a balmum. It's chal because it's impossible. Yevakar ben toiv ve'ra. Bechol shekodem hakdeshom es mumon. And any time, so that's all if the mum was before the hektish. What happens if you makdish this, then became bal mum? Then it's different. Then it has kedusha guf. But kol shekod the hekdeshon as mum, mumon or mum oiver lahekdeshom. If the hektish was before the mum, or it was a mum oiver when you makdish it. So right now it could be kedusha guf. Lachem akan neil mum kavua. Afterwards, it got a mum kavua. The niftu, and then you applied it. So then, the halacha is paturim min habechor. It's part of fun of bechor. Why is it part of fun of bechor? Because it has kedushas haguf on it. Umen amatanos, there's no zorah l'chaim v'kev on it. Even if you paid it, because it always retains the kedushas haguf a little bit. Ve'en yetzim chulun l'gaz v'lovet, it's also to giz v'avoid on it. V'lodim v'chel v'en os lach v'dayinim. If the vlad or the chalov, and a vlad that was abra while it was still a carbon, and after p'dayinim was born, the halacha is, it's also. If you take this animal, even if it has a mum now, you shech b'chutz chayiv. Ay, it's not royu. So Gemara was going to say, it's talking about a doikash of ay, and a certain type of mum that ma'ol lo yerdu. Va'oisin tamura, and can make a tamura, because it's kedushas haguf. But meisu yikvru. If it dies, you have to bury it, because you need amad v'aracha, because it's kedushas haguf. That's all these halachas. We contrasted two things. Certain animals have only kedushas damim, because it's not royu for carbon metchila. Other ones are kedushas haguf, and now you appoint it, so now at a different halacha. So now the Gemara is going to go through every step of this Mishnah. So we said in the Mishnah here that if you take a behemoth that has a mum, you mak the shit. It's only kedushas damim technically. The halacha is if you paid it, it's chayiv v'bechayra. Time of the niftu. Only if you paid it. Haloi niftu. Well, it's still kaddish for bedek abayis. Turim and abechayra v'amatanis. It's part of v'bechayra. And it's no matanis. No zorah chayim v'keva. What's the pshat? Kesava kedushas damim madchem v'bechayra v'amatanis. This Tana holds that Kedusha's Damim, just like Kedusha Guf is Madcha, Kedusha's Damim is the same thing. And the Gemara later on will explain from Psukim how you know that Kedusha's Damim and Kedusha's Haguf are Pati from Bechayra.
What does that mean?
Kedusha's Damim Madcha? Usually you think only Kedusha Guf, something that's going to be a carbon, that doesn't have a Din Bechayra on it. It has a firstborn, it's not a Bechar. But a Kedusha's Damim, which is like Bedek Abayis, maybe that could have a Bechar, because it's more similar to a Chulin. Kamashlan, it's the same thing like Kedusha HaGuf. Kedusha's Damim is Matcha, pushes away Bechayra HaMatanos. There's no Bechayra HaMatanos on that. Next thing the Mishnah says, that when you paid it, you're allowed to use it whatever you want. The Yoytzin L'chulin. So it's mashma only after pidyon. Taima the niftu, haloi niftu. You have this bedek avayis, you know, technically a bedek avayis animal. Asur begiz avayda. You're not allowed to do giz avayda in it. So I'm going to say, Eilei Reliyazah, it's a riot of Reliyazah. The Amah kachi bedek avayis asur begiz avayda. It should be a riot of Reliyazah. The whole, it's kachi bedek avayis is also begiz avayda. Sounds like a riot. Magdamar amri loy. It's not a riot. Kedushas damim lemizbeach. This is different. You know why? It's a different type of kedushas damim. You try to do it for the mizbeach. It happened to have a mum. So therefore, the michlef of kedushas guf lemizbeach, people get mixed up with kedushas guf lemizbeach. So goes to Rabbanah and said, no, you can't use it for kedushas avayda. Have a kachav avayis loy. Maybe a regular kachav avayis would be able to do kedushas avayda. Don't bring it right here to Rabbi Eliezer because maybe it's different. Kachav avayis, the kachav guf are different. Are chaluk. They're different. And only by kachay ba'mum, the makdish it lemizbeach, they'll get mixed up. That's why over there, we also begiz
v'avayda. Kamash mum, know what? That they still mutter?
No, we're saying it's not right, Rav Eliezer. No. Bet the bias, maybe it's mutter. Don't bring a right from our mishnah to kachay v'deg bias. You know why? Because it's only mutter after niftu. The diak was before pidyon, it's not mutter. That was diak. Time of the niftu. Halo niftu asa. So why were before pidyon is it asa? The Gemara thought the reason is because it's a right that v'deg bias asa. So the Gemara thought it's not a right v'deg bias asa. The reason why it's us over here is a different reason. It's because you get mixed up with kachav mizbeach. Mm-hmm. Yes, it says Vayter in the Mishnah about the first type of carbon, the first of behema. Vlodom v'chelbon mutter la'acha pedyonim. After you appoint it, if it has a baby, the baby is not kadosh, kedushas haguf at least. Hechidami. Ilem de'iver v'siyah la'acha pedyonim. If after you appoint it, it got pregnant and had a baby. Pshita chulin, it was pashta chulin. We said that the animal after pidyon is chulin, so of course the carbon is chulin. The baby is chulin. And it's not kedushas haguf. El, the case was like this. The ivril fnei pidyon, it got pregnant before the pidyon. V'siyal acha pidyonim. And that's a chiddush that it's like chulin. That's a chiddush already. Even though it got pregnant while it was still kaddish, the mother, the baby, if it's born afterwards, is... What?
So, shas the mother, then you reckon the baby too. No.
That's not Muhammad Barakha here, Dafka. Why? When you make pidyon, you appoint the baby? I don't know if that's true. We appointed the baby. She's saying, may I ask the Kamash Wallah? No, yeah. I don't know if they appointed the baby. It's still Ubu Yarachima. The baby is its own entity that was never pidyon. Okay. Halafnei pidyon. But let's say you didn't pidyon yet. The halacha is the baby has a kedusha on it. Asir. So the question is, why is it us? No, because the. Right, yeah, it's not the kachav guf, it's kachav dam. So now, it's a question like this. Clear the Gemara, niftim tamimim, ay niftim tamimim. The halacha is, something like kachav guf, you cannot be poided if it's not a bal mum. You have to wait to get some mum. This thing is like in between. It doesn't have a mum, but it came from a kachav dam. So does it need a mum to be poided or not? Tashima, let's try to bring it right. It says in the Braisa, Hamatvis bale mumim kavuim legav mizbeach. Someone is matvis a bal mum kavuim legav mizbeach. It's our case. V'yoldu and has a baby. Yemachru. Bein tzricha mum. You can sell the baby. You can make a pidyon on it. Bein tzricha mum. Why? Shein kedusha chal aleihem. Shloyetavacham an ikker. It should be more common than the mother. The mother is a bal mum and mitchila bal mum, so you can pidyon it the way you want. The baby can't be more chamer than the ikker. So it's a raya. If the baby is born from here, the halacha is, you could be paid it to mimim. But more makes a deal. Taima only shloi tafacham nikar because you don't want the baby to be chamer than the mother. Have a hikdash zachar ladama. Let's say take a regular zachar and you mak the shit ladama. The halacha is kodesh yisrael guf no matter what. If kodesh yisrael guf, you can't do anything about it. Masayla the rava dam rava hikdash zachar ladamim kodesh yisrael guf. Rava holds, you take a whole good zachar, you mak the shit, it's right for oila. A zachar is right for oila. You mak the shit, the halacha is, you cannot be paid without a mum. It automatically flies to the kodesh yisrael guf. You can't be makdish a good zachar for damim. You can't do that. That's what Rava says. If you do that, automatically goes to the kodesh yisrael guf. Automatically goes to the kodesh yisrael guf. So get up the two dots on your doa. What? What's this halacha? So let's chaz over the halacha again, like this. The question was, the baby that's born from a mother kedushas damim, do you have to wait to get some mumen out? The mother doesn't have to. You know why? Shloyichamur mena'im. Mashma, if not for that, it would need to have a mum, even though I wasn't makdish kedushas haguf. So it's a riot to Rava. Rava says, you go over to the zacha and say, I'm making you kedushas damim. The halacha is, automatically goes kedushas haguf. Matvis tamim, automatically goes kedushas haguf. automatically. Because since it's roiv for a carbon, I have no right to make this daman. Why is it zacha, not a keva? Rashi says because roiv kavanas ha'ola, and ola is a zacha. That's what Rashi says, the reason is. Roiv kavanas people bring from the davas ha'ola. Therefore it says zacha. Which means a whole animal. It means that animal is a tam. Okay, so we have the two dots of Sherkat.